Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Is it an oxymoron to be both mainstream and offbeat? Well, this week I'm looking at movies conventional in their genres, but unusual in their subject matter, style, or location. There's a horror movie that takes place in the Arctic, a campy comedy set in the skies, and a manga-based rom-com that takes place in a bathtub. The Frankenstein Theory, directed by Andrew Weiner. John, played by Chris Lemche, is a young university professor in LA whose pet theory has landed him in hot water. He lost his job. So he's convinced, based on some old manuscripts and letters he finds, that Mary Shelley's novel Frankenstein wasn't a novel. It's all true. And not only is it true, but Frankenstein's monster, the man himself, is still alive. Yep, hundreds of years later. And where does he live, the monster? Well, all the maps he has point to the far north, so he sets off with a camera crew to Whitehorse, Yukon. From there, with the help of Carl, played by Timothy Murphy, a chiseled guide with an unplaceable accent, they head up to the sub-zero temperatures of the tundra. Soon enough, they're camped out in a wooden yurt in the middle of nowhere, and John is convinced that this is where they'll find Frankenstein's monster. And they spend the dark nights listening to howling wolves and Carl's stories of fighting polar bears. But when they wake up to find human looking footsteps in the snow, they realize that someone with very big feet, is watching them. Is it the monster, and what will they do if they actually meet him? And is it safe to fool around with Mother Nature? Soon enough, they realize they may have bit off more than they can chew and risk being bit off and chewed up themselves. So this Blair Witch-style found footage horror movie is a bit eerie with some breathtaking Arctic scenery, northern lights. And for once, the U.S. is masquerading as Canada. There's a switch. I like the premise and some neat parts with a meth head, huskies, snowdrifts, stuff like that. And the acting is generally pretty good, but the plot is unbelievably predictable. Most important for a thriller horror movie, it's just not scary enough. I'm So Excited, directed by Pedro Almodovar. So a plane flying from Spain to Mexico runs into trouble with its landing gear. So after putting the economy class passengers to sleep using muscle relaxants, the staff has to deal with all the eccentric business class passengers. There's a bald CEO, a mustachioed Mexican, a much-feared female celebrity, a virgin psychic out to lose her virginity, a young couple on their honeymoon, and a middle-aged actor with marital difficulties. Each one has a secret to be revealed. Meanwhile, the flamboyantly gay flight attendants and their macho pilots trade sexual barbs, innuendos, and hidden rendezvous in the cockpit or washrooms, even as the plane endlessly circles airports, still unable to land. So we discover the passengers' stories via two unique features of this particular plane. All the telephone conversations they have are broadcast over the PA system, and one flight attendant, played by Javier Camara, who always tells the complete truth whenever he's asked a question. I'm So Excited is a screwball-style comedy. So you know Woody Allen, he started out doing slapstick comedies and later went on to deep, heavy dramas. Well, Almodovar is very similar, but this is harkening back to his earliest days. It's a comedy at his most camp. The effeminate flight attendants feel compelled to ogle every man, gossip with every woman, and perform lip-sync dances up and down the aisles. Okay, personally, I like movies with twisted plots, strange characters, unexpected revelations, and there's lots of those in this one. And the plot turns, such as the one going from the sky down to the earth again and back via telephone conversation, that was great. And it's fun to see lots of the old Almodovar regulars like Cecilia Roth from the old days. But at times, I got to say, the humor felt dated and most of the gags fell flat. Maybe they're lost in translation. I don't know. I just wasn't laughing quite as much as I expected. So if you see the movie, go for the fun, not for the laughs. Thermae Romae, directed by Hideki Takeuchi and based on the popular manga by Mari Yamazaki. So Lucius, played by Hiroshi Abe, is an architect in ancient Rome under the reign of Hadrian. He always enjoys a dip in a Thermae Romae, that is a Roman bath. Mami, meanwhile, played by Aya Ueto, is an office worker and budding comic book artist in present-day Japan. She also frequents the local sento, or public bath, in Japan. But one day, strange circumstances suck the naked Roman down a whirlpool and spit him out again in a pool of doddering, elderly Japanese men. Who are these flat-faced people who speak no Latin, he wonders. Pretty soon, pretty but bumbling Mammy falls for him, of course, but keeps her passions in check. And handsome Lucius, on the other hand, is fascinated mainly by the advanced technology he finds, the mundane accoutrements taken for granted in modern times. And when he's transported back to ancient Rome, he revitalizes his career with his new inventions discovered in Japan. They meet up again in a hot springs and a client's public plumbing display and other strange places. So can Mami and Lucius find true love in a relationship spanning time and space? And can the relentlessly hardworking nature of the Japanese people rescue Lucius's Rome in its time of trouble? This is one of the strangest mainstream movies around, combining the mundane minutiae of the Japanese daily life with outrageous fantasy. This, combined with toilet humor and bathhouse lore, make for a very weird but totally fascinating film. Based on a manga, it has a serial comic book plot, a plotline more like a TV series than a movie. Ongoing story divide up into individual episodes, but I don't care. It was hilarious and uniquely Japanese in its odd and eccentric ordinariness. The Frankenstein Theory starts today at Big Picture Cinema in Toronto. I'm So Excited also opens today at the Varsity in Toronto. Check your local listings. And Thermae Romae played at the Italian Contemporary Film Festival, which is still on right now. Go to icff.ca for more information. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.